Hello, everyone, and welcome to another story time with Miss T and Mini Me's. Say hi.
Hi.
Today, we will be reading Grumpy Groundhog, written by Maureen Wright and illustrated by Amanda Haley. Are you guys ready?
Yay.
Let's get into it. The mayor stood before Groundhog's door and heard a rumbly, tumbly snore.
Groundhog, he said. You're sleeping late. This is no time to hibernate.
The people added with a shout,
It's Groundhog Day. Please come out.
Ooh, well, the groundhog does not want to come up. Wow, let's see. The mayor pleaded,
I'll ask once more. Won't you open up this door? Please come out and greet your friends. Groundhog Day is here again.
I won't come out, the groundhog said. I'm closing my eyes and staying in bed.
Oh, whoa, that groundhog's a little grumpy.
I have an idea, said a boy in the crowd. He stepped to the front and spoke up loud.
Give him a paper to read in bed.
That's it,
said the mayor, holding his head. Groundhog opened his sleepy eyes.
The morning times was a nice surprise. The groundhog took a very long time reading the paper line by line.
Extra, extra, Groundhog won't come out is the title of the story on the front page.
The people in town said with a shout,
It's Groundhog Day! Please come out!
The mayor dropped to his knobby knees and begged the groundhog,
Come out, please.
I won't come out, the groundhog said. I'm staying in here until I am fed.
Ooh, this is a pushy groundhog.
I know what to do,
a little girl said.
Give the groundhog breakfast in bed.
They served him food on a fancy tray. Coffee and toast and a flower bouquet.
Oh my goodness, they are giving him the special treatment.
Groundhog poured coffee from the pot.
This coffee is good. It's nice and hot.
The people in town said with a shout, It's Groundhog Day. Please come out.
I won't come out, the groundhog said. It's nice and warm in my cozy bed.
What?
I know, he don't want to get out of his nice, warm, cozy bed. A girl yelled,
Get him slippers to wear. His bedroom floor is chilly in there.
Of course, said the mayor. Find him a pair. His little toesies are cold and bare.
Groundhog never had slippers before. He did a jig all the way to the door. He twirled and shouted,
Look at me! I'll step outside on the count of three.
Are you ready? The crowd yelled, One, two, three, come out!
Ta-da!
He said, looking about. He blinked from the lights and the camera's glare. A child said,
Give him sunglasses to wear!
Hooray! Said the mayor. No shadow today! The chilly weather is going away!
The groundhog said,
It's a wonderful day! I'll ask the children if they want to play!
Let's make a snowman!
The children cried. Groundhog had fun being outside. They made a snowman, round and fat. It looked very nice on the mayor's hat. At the end of the day, the groundhog said,
It's time for me to go back to bed. I had a fun day with all my friends. When spring comes early, I'll see them again.
The end. Did you guys enjoy that story? Yeah, are you looking forward to see if the groundhog sees a shadow? I don't know. We gotta see. We gotta wait. Well, until next time, happy Groundhog Day.
Happy Groundhog Day.
Bye.
Bye.